Joe, you're on the air.
What's up?
Hey, Ross the Boss Friedman, what's going on?
I'm good, kid. How are you? Thanks for having me here.
Right on, man. You're on a crash course for the Ravers. So, Big Dictator show next week, eh?
Yep.
I guess I'm introducing you guys.
Great.
Yeah, I look forward to it.
We've been working hard. We've been working a lot all around the world.
That's great. And now you're calling yourselves the Dictators NYC. That's because...
Yes. Well, I added the NYC because we wanted to denote that the band wasn't the same band, the same original band.
But it's pretty damn close with Ross the Boss and Handsome Dick Manitoba.
Right, right.
Yeah.
I mean, we have an excellent lineup. Daniel Ray on guitar. Ramon's producer plays with Ronnie Spector. Ramon's songwriter. And the amazing Dean Rispler on bass. Fantastic guy. Super talented producer, guitar player, bass player. I mean, unbelievable.
This is awesome.
Bengali. And the band is just a happy bunch on the road. And we are thriving. And we're playing amazing shows. You know, we just did 21 shows in 23 days, 9 countries in Europe.
Wow.
And, yeah, and we, you know, we can actually be in the same van with each other over the course of that, you know, really compressed tour. And we're doing great. I mean, you know, we have a new song, new single out called Supply and Demand, and it's a happy time in Dictators NYC camp.
That's awesome. I can't wait to meet everyone. That's great.
Yeah.
So what happened to it? Dick was going to call in.
I was asked to call in, and I jumped at the offer. So
oh, okay, great. Well, yeah, we don't know what happened with Dick Manitoba. I'm just bringing that out because I did tell everyone he was calling in. But I think Ross the Boss Friedman is even bigger because, I mean, you basically founded the band. Dick didn't, right? Wasn't he the roadie?
That's right.
He was the roadie, wasn't he?
Well, I founded, Andy Chernoff and I founded the band together up in New Paltz, New York. And, you know, Mr. Manitoba was our breakfast chef. and then we made him... a roadie, and then we couldn't afford him anymore because he was smashing the truck into all the club warnings. And that was just a fucking disaster. And so one night we were playing in Brooklyn at this place called Popeyes, which obviously is not there anymore.
It's not the chicken joint.
Want to sing a song? No, it was like a dead night, weekday night. You want to sing a song? What song you want to sing? What song do you know? Well, you know, it's like, how about Wild Thing? So... You know, we were okay. We were doing okay as a band up until then. And then Manitoba, Richard comes, you know, flailing on stage. This big guy back then with a giant jufro.
Right.
And and we just light into Wild Thing, and the crowd, everyone that was there, who says they were there, which is including Chris Stein from Blondie and Eric Emerson from the Magic Tramps, and you know, it's like the Game 6 of the Mets World Series. Everyone was there.
Right.
Oh, I was there. Everyone was at this gig.
Yeah, like everyone was at Woodstock too, you know.
Yeah, everyone was there. Everyone was there. But we lit into Wild Thing, and the place goes berserk. I'm seeing these guys that would not normally react to this, they were reacting to it. And I said, you know what? I think we found
him. Yeah. That was the song that started it all, huh? He was the
anti-hero live.
He was the secret weapon.
Yep, and the bad guy in wrestling. This was like, I think this could work. And so we, you know, Richard has been the lead singer ever since that day. I mean, it's a legendary story, but you know, he's great. He's a thriving guy. He does his own show on Little Stevens Underground.
I heard, yeah.
Yep, and he's got Manitoba's Bar, Avenue B and 6th Street. It's one of the only rock and roll bars left in the city.
I know. I gotta visit that.
Yeah, we're trying to protect it and save it because you know that whole area is being gentrified by idiots.
Yep. I mean,
yeah, you know, as most areas in every city,
we have the same stuff.
We go to.
We have the same stuff going on for sure.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. Any new material or what's going on with that?
As I mentioned, we have a new single called Supply and Demand.
Right, right.
Will be available at the shows. I wrote the music. Mr. Manitoba wrote the lyrics. Mr. Rispler, Dean Rispler, produced.
Mm-hmm.
With Jesse Cannon at Cannon Foundation, Cannon Sound Foundation, and amazing group effort and live kick out the jams from Slim's in San Francisco, our last California tour, and we're just happy we have more material in the can we're working on, and
you think a new album in the works?
Well, we're trying. We can't say no to it, but we're definitely. I'm definitely for it because I have done a lot of records.
Yeah. So
in my other genre's career. So
stay tuned. That's probable.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay.
But, if you come see the Dictators, you will get your ass kicked and.
I will be there with bells on. I'll be introducing you, and I can't wait to meet you in person, Mr. Ross the Boss Friedman.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, brother. I got Cheetah Chrome calling in a little bit. If you
me and him just had a jamaroo at his gig Thursday night.
How'd that go?
At the Bowery Electric. That was amazing.
Oh, I've been to the Bowery. That's great. Yeah.
Oh, it was great. We did Sonic Reducer and Search and Destroy and.
He's playing tonight here. They got some show at the Middle East in Cambridge tonight.
Yeah, you should go see him. His band is amazing.
I'm going to try.
Yeah. Cheetah's great. Give him my love, okay? Tell him great the other night.
I will, Ross. Well, thank you very much for calling in.
You got it.
And I look forward to seeing you next. When was it? Friday? Or next Friday?
I think we're playing Friday. Yeah.
Next Friday. Dictators NYC at Once Ballroom.
Yeah.
All right.
So we're going to see everybody there. It's going to be amazing, folks.
It certainly will be. Thank you very much.
It's going to be one of those gigs. It's going to be one of those gigs like, oh, I was there. I was there. Yeah.
It's going to be the same thing all over again.
Yeah, it's going to be Popeyes and Woodstock.
Yeah. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, my friend.
Okay, thanks to you. Thank you. I'm just trying to queue up your song here. We got, here we go.
Well, we got to get you Supply and Demand to the show.
Yes, I'll have that. And I'll definitely be spinning it. I mean, you want me? I mean, if you want to get it to me sooner, you can. I'll just get it next week. I'll get it Friday.
Okay.
All right.
You got it.
Okay. Thanks,
no,
Ross.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
There we go. MFO.
Cars and girls, cars and girls, I live for cars. Oh, well, I'm going out west where I belong. Oh, where the days are short and the nights are long. Oh, whoa, 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 well, I walk. And I walk. And I run. And I run. And I fly. And I fly. And I boogaloo. And I boogaloo. Well, I'm out there having fun in the warm California sun. Oh, well, I'm going out west down on the coast.
Celeste Grinspoon, Associate Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Them legalize marijuana.
Sign of the pizza, sign of the dosa. your company. Kiss like you are come for free.
Cheetah Chrome.
Good morning.
What's up, brother? Afternoon, 2:30, brother.
Oh, well. You again. Good morning.
It's morning rock and roll time, right?
Yes. Well, how you doing, man?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm feeling so good. I'm pretty good. We're getting ready to head up to Boston.
Right. Where are you right now?
We're in East Durham, New York.
Oh, okay. You're driving up?
Yeah, we just played this called Altercation Records, Upstart Antisocial Campout. It's like a little festival out here. It's pretty cool. Very cool.
Sounds cool.
Yeah, we got to do that last night. Now we're on our way to play a real, nighttime gig.
Right. I'm going to see you tonight. You're going to be at the Middle East, upstairs, Cambridge.
That's right.
Right on. So what's your, you just solo this time around?
Do I do what?
You solo this time around? I mean, you have a band. You calling yourself anything?
I actually got bringing my real band from Austin.
Okay.
Up with me. Usually I have to draft bands in the area where I'm playing,
Right, but you got the real guys.
But this time we had enough shows that I could watch it packing up the band and driving from Texas.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So is that where you're stationed right now in Texas?
Yeah. I'm in Austin right now.
That's cool. Dead Boys, originally from Ohio.
Right.
And so what's what else is going on? You were with Rocket from the Tombs. It says Associated. Oh, okay. I see.
Yeah.
So what time's the show tonight?
Was it with a show tonight?
Yeah.
We haven't played in Boston in a while. We're just down to the Tuesday tour. And, I haven't been up there for a while. It's time to check into Boston. Got a lot of friends there.
Right. The phone, it's hard to understand you, so that's why I'm kind of like, yeah, but it's going to be great to see you tonight, Cheetah. Everyone's really excited. I'm playing some Dead Boys. I wish I had some of your solo stuff. You going to have some of the stuff, some solo stuff there tonight?
Oh, yeah, we got a whole bunch of some of them so far. EPs, the vinyl, we have the tattoos. We've got a whole bunch of new T-shirts. A whole bunch of new merch.
Sounds great, Cheetah. Well, good luck on your way up, and we'll see you tonight, okay?
Okay, man. Well, thanks for having me.
Okay, thanks. Cheetah Chrome, everyone, from Dead Boys. Thanks,
bye.
Cheetah. Bye. It was kind of hard to understand. that's Cheetah Chrome, everyone. Go see him tonight at the Middle East. And I got to go for a cigarette. Here's more Dead Boys. Friedman interview was really good, I have to say, but Cheetah Chrome, I think there was like a little bit of a delay.
Could have been the cell
phone
service.
I had a hard time communicating with him, yeah. So sorry for that, Cheetah, but go see him tonight down at the Middle East.
I'm going to the show, and if you don't have your ticket by now, boo on you.
Why? Do you think it's going to be a sellout?
I hope so.
Oh, yeah.
I'll
be there, and that's, you know.
Oh, yeah, as long as you got yours.
I'll be there.
Yeah. Yeah, I hope so for him, actually. Mm-hmm. I mean, I kind of don't. I hope. I don't know if I'm going or not yet. So I hope it's
you
not sold out.
A natural axe.
It's just I'm not feeling great. So we'll see. You gotta take off, Jim?
I have to take off.
Well, thank you very much for coming by,
thank
and
you.
don't be kind a stranger at all.
Yeah,
we won't. I know.
Not at all.
You want to mention those shows again, real quick?
Yep. We have the October 7th Big Birthday Bash at Kodo. There will be cake with Watts, State of the Union, Knockups, Moto. I will be involved in playing that show, so it's going to be great. And then I have the 24th of September with Humminbird Syndicate at the Dill Boy. I think it's a VFW. It's a hall in Somerville.
It's a hall. Oh, yep. Yeah.
Cheap beer.
cheap beer, great parking, great band. It's going to be a lot of great people.
Sounds good, man. Sounds like a good time.
Alrighty.
Okay, I'll do one more long Dead Boy song since our interview wasn't that great and not that long. We'll play some more Dead Boys. And then we'll play some Moto and some Knockups, huh?
Sounds great.
Right on. Okay, thanks a lot, Jim.
Thanks,
peace out.
Jim,
thank you.
Okay.
Talk to you soon.
Yep.
Santa Claus or something.
All right!
Just
slimy boy. Sick in the broad daylight, 'cause I'm bored.